Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hybrid humans. Who would ever thought this? But from the very beginning, as men has fallen in the garden and built the Tower of Babel and all these different aspects of our fallen nature, men has tried to imitate God, tried to be God. As a matter of fact, Satan said, I will exalt my throne above God. The Tower of Babel, they said that we will build this and we'll reach the heavens. And God said, we'll send down and confuse their language, because if they actually have this vision to do this, they'll accomplish it. So that's why they call it the Tower of Babel, the many languages that are birthed in the earth. Now you're looking at human beings, bodies. He says, no, don't you understand that you are the temple of God, that God's spirit dwells inside of you, that you're the building of God? The adversary wants to put work together with dark minds to be able to build a human being. They're calling it hybrid humans, hybrid human beings. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right now with John Paul Jackson.
Well, this one's kind of scary. This is weird. And the implications of this are kind of scary.
It was one of the scariest things that I've read, I'm not going to lie.
So a couple of weeks ago, right, I came into your office and said, have you seen this? And what it was an article that exposed the experiments going on in the UK right now of breeding animals and humans.
Yeah, human-animal hybrids.
It's a human-animal hybrid. And the technology is there to do it, and they're doing it. Now, they only let it live for so long.
14,
how long?
14 days.
14 days.
And in an embryonic state.
But it could, I mean, if they didn't stop it.
If they didn't stop it, then we don't know.
We don't know what it would become. But we do know it contained life.
Yes.
And the DNA is living.
Yes.
And we do know that they are so confident that this could happen that the Brookings Institute has reported that they're working on language of the legality of changing our constitution for transhuman rights to include transhuman rights.
And
they're that confident this is going to happen.
And their argument is, if you have a homosexual man married to a homosexual man, mm-hmm. and they want to have a child, mm-hmm. which is physically impossible, and they want that child to have both of their DNA, mm-hmm. well, then they will create that child based on both of their DNA.
Yes.
The problem is that it is no longer human.
Two male, no female gene. So you have human-human inbreeding, man, male to male,
yeah.
No Y chromosomes, or right. Is it no X? No X chromosomes.
I
get them mixed up. And but then, even worse, is the animal to human.
Yes.
So now, why would they do that? Because DARPA wants to create what is called, well, for many reasons. One reason is that DARPA wants to create super soldiers. Super soldiers, non-human soldiers. So when we go to war, humans don't have to die.
And there's a really interesting video that I found, I think it was last year, and I was re-looking at that video as we were talking about this. And what it is a piece of human skin about so big, and they have infused spider web into this skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is the spider web is stronger than Kevlar.
Mm-hmm.
And so they...
Strand for strand.
Yeah. And so the video is actually of them shooting this piece of human skin.
Infused with spider web.
And guess what? The bullet doesn't go through. It's bulletproof skin.
So the justification for this, human DNA mixed with animal, insect in this case, DNA.
Yeah.
Arachnid, that you end up getting something that can protect humans. Well, if you can get something that can protect humans... then anything, protection of humans being the key phrase,
yeah.
anything that can protect humans now becomes viable and or legal.
And there's also the whole, my child is dying, so I need to have some type of transplant. Mm-hmm. There are 50,000 people waiting for a heart transplant right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what if we were able to harvest those hearts inside an animal? And
then recreate them through injection, stem cell, through...
Well, they've created sheep that have human livers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they even in this, and this is stranger than fiction, but
it's true.
But the articles that I use to reference this are from National Geographic, Discovery, Smithsonian. These are very well-respected scientific communities.
Mm-hmm.
This is not from some conspiracy theorist
right. In
his mother's basement. You know, these are real scientists that are telling us about this. There are real laws. 2008, they just passed this law in the UK in order to allow for this. And the Parliament, their argument was, well, we will lose our lead as researchers in the stem cell community if we don't push forward with all of these things.
Yeah. So we're going to violate every code in the Bible so that we don't lose our lead standing as the top research nation, R&D, research and development nations in the world. So that's what is going on that we know of.
And here's the other thing. The respected countries such as UK, and it's happening in America. They've already created in America pigs that have human blood and sheep that have human blood, mice with human brain cells. And they've
so
done that.
You collect the stem cells from those brain cells and or take the brain cells and implant them into a human.
Yeah.
And therefore the idea is they regenerate brain cells or regenerate blood.
And the justification is, well, we want to heal Alzheimer's. We want to heal all of these different, terrible diseases. Don't you want to heal them too? Why are you holding us back?
Yeah.
We're trying to help people, you evil person.
Yeah. So we'll give you a brain that is half animal and half human.
But the leading researchers in all of the world, the leading research is being done out of South Korea and Singapore.
Really?
They are the leading, and that's where all of the Americans that want to be involved
mm-hmm.
and all of the Brits.
They're migrating that
they're
direction.
They're all going over there because the laws are a lot more lax.
Well, you can see the Coming Perfect Storm website is going to be filled with very interesting things. Now, you have to think through things. You have to read it and go, well, what does that mean? At first glance, the headline is probably going to say something wonderful, how wonderful this is.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think what this means, it's like basically we've just now discovered that we think we can become like God.
Yes, replace God. And actually, the very first example was in, I believe it was either 1926 or 1929, where the Russian wanted to do this in order to eliminate the need for religion.
Is that right?
That was his reasoning. And the government, Russian government, funded his research. And you can find that on the Smithsonian website.
Okay, so now let's just think through this. I want to kind of help, not that you don't know how to think, but let's just kind of think through this whole process. Why would they want to make religion non-viable? And how would this type of thing make religion non-viable? Well, it makes it non-viable simply because, well, we can do it.
Yeah.
There doesn't have to be a God to do it. We can do it ourselves. Look what we've done. Look at it. And pretty soon you say, well, here's a human. Here's a transhuman. Here is a fully male human, no female in him. But then they say, well, here's a fully female human and no male in them.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you've got a whole classification of being that wasn't created by God. Now, in one way, the rudiments of it were. It's like the guy says, "Hey, I can take dirt and make a human, and you can take a human, and you say it's made out of dirt." And so the scientists decide they're going to have a gene pool debate deal, or what do you call it, like maybe a creation cook-off. But then the question becomes who supplies the dirt?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're really looking at.
Yeah.
They're taking created quantities that God created and saying they have become like God to create it. But they haven't created anything. They've taken what is created and modified it. And that's exactly what Satan does in everything. He is not a creator in any way. He has always taken that which is created and he pollutes it, he deforms it, he mutates it, he counterfeits it, and then presents it as the real thing. It's been that way from the beginning. It's still that way today. It's just getting more convoluted.
Shocker, isn't it? But you think about it. We're told very specifically, it will be, when the Lord returns, it'll be just like the days of Noah. What were the days like? The days where men were lawless and doing whatever, evil in their mind 24 hours a day. That was the big thing. But also the sons of God slept with the daughters of men. They looked, the angels looked on the women on the earth, admired them and slept with them, and what came out of that was what's called the Nephilim, these giant folks and that type of thing. Well, you think about that. This is still happening today, the same as the days of Noah. And now one prophetic word that was given about God judgments coming upon the earth is God's bringing judgment on the hybrid seed, because we've done the same thing to seeds. We begin to mix seeds and mix animals and mix everything. And if you read the book of Leviticus, God said over and over again, don't mix these things. Don't even grow different seeds on the same field. It wasn't because he was worried about butter beans being mixed with peas. He wanted to maintain the strain of food and resources for us. But we're all into this hybrid stuff. Well, now they're looking at hybrid humans. If he's going to bring judgment on the hybrid seed, you can only imagine what he'll do with all the stem cell research and this. Everybody wants to live so long. And it's like, you know what? Let me tell you how you can live a long time. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen, eternity weighs in the balance. You're trying to live a 60-year, 70-year, 80-year, 90-year life. Some people want to live 125 years. Do you know you can live forever with God in the presence? No sickness, no disease. The fullness of God's presence, but you do that by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We did this ourselves. Jesus is the Lord of my life, and we shared a couple of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. It's meetmyfather.org. Read that, find out exactly how we made the decision to say, you know what, I want to live forever, but I don't need some hybrid human thing or mixture of what. I need Jesus Christ, and he guarantees you eternal life in the presence of the Lord forever. So what it is men are trying to accomplish what God accomplished through his son. It can only be accomplished through Jesus Christ.
Isn't that amazing, John?
Amazing.
Hybrid humans. It's like, we got to get busy growing food again or something, because we got too much time on our hand when we're trying to figure out how to be God.
Mm.
And it's not going to work. I mean, if God's going to deal with and judge for the hybrid seed, you can imagine what he's going to do messing with trying to create human beings. And realize that's the ultimate thing. I mean, you're so awesome and fearfully made that men are trying now, after 6,000 plus years, trying to duplicate you, and you still can't do it yet. Think about this. If you get accused of a crime, the judge doesn't know if you did it, the jury of 12 people don't know if you did it, the prosecutor doesn't know if you do it, the defense attorney who's defending you don't even really know. Only you know and God knows. And they have a whole court case, like O.J. Simpson, and everybody's bringing all this evidence, and everybody's trying to prove what that man or that woman did. That's how awesome you are, that men can't figure you out. But if we keep giving it away, if we keep just saying, you know, come and take all my data and research me and go through, learn everything about me, they'll take that and try to make a human being with it. We have to be so willing to live that we're willing to die for the cause. Because there's a point of wants to die. And you got to think about it. What are people living for? If you look at the statistics, what people are living for, they're watching television. They're not growing no food. They're not talking to anybody. 81% are not even reading the Bible. These are the churches.
Things, stuff, and entertainment. This is what it's all about.
Right. Live for one more movie. It's like, you know, if it's better to just live a short life on fire for God and move into eternity and live with him forever than try to live forever here and then end up not in heaven and eternity.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.